there were some bikes on that last
they
one.
Cheered for us. They were all they very did. Very nice.
Yeah.
In
they're
a
like, what are you doing?
Welcome to the Low Tide Boys, a swim run podcast. I'm Chip.
And I'm Chris, and this is episode 87 of the show. We made it. We made it to 87. This week, we are going to be looking back at Odyssey Swim Run Mackinac Island, which literally just happened. And we're going to welcome back to the show friends of the pod, all-around amazing swim ambassadors, and Low Tide Boys field correspondents, Trista and Amy from Team Adorkable. They're going to give us a race recap from the weekend in northern Michigan for this first edition of Odyssey's newest race. Pretty cool.
Yes, but first, training updates. So our next race up is Odyssey Swim Run's Orcas Island. It's only 4 weeks away now, but if you haven't registered yet, this is going to be one not to miss. So you want to make sure you use the code LOWTIDE15. Save yourself a cool 15% off your registration to any and all Odyssey Swim Run events.
Yeah.
So if you're in the States and you've been watching the news, you see that California has a bunch of wildfires going on, which is true and very sad and tragic. So unfortunately, the air quality has gotten pretty bad here due to all the wildfires that are north of us, depending on which way the wind is blowing during that particular time. So we've had a bail on some of our bigger weekend workouts, and we've kind of taken things indoors. Chris, on the Zwift machine, I'm on the Peloton and trying to run when I can as well. We did manage to get a Mondo double swim session in on the books on Thursday, so
kinda right before
a week ago, right before
bad.
It went bad, which is actually fun and definitely LFG-esque. It was also a good little. We completed it, and we're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, we had to do another K. Like it wouldn't have been. Yeah, like, you know,
it was like I think it was a nice little like check after Casco. Like, okay, we magically. After your event, you don't just like lose every bit of fitness you have. You still can totally do more or less of what you were doing.
Yeah, no, I was. I thought that was a fun one. I mean, I don't want to do it every week. 6K,
yeah.
6K.
But there
on
was
Thursday
a time
is
when
tough.
5Ks was like the normal.
Yeah.
And then
pre-COVID.
Anywho. On to this week's shout out.
Yeah, so this week, this will make a lot more sense later in the show, so just go with it. This week, we're shouting out all the fudge stores on beautiful Mackinac Island in northern Michigan. We didn't have any fudge, but it sure looked good.
It did look good. Jealous. On to this week's feats of endurance. So this week's winner is Catherine Meinhardt. She posted a workout last week where she mentioned the Low Tide Boys in the title, which results in automatic win for this week's thing. This week's feats of endurance. So if you want a little bit of the crib notes on how to win, here's the criteria. So when you post your workout on Strava, if you did a workout completed in Puerto Rico,
automatic
win.
Yeah.
If you have a ton of elevation gain, either on your bike or a hike,
anything,
or it doesn't matter where it is, automatic win. And if you just name drop the Low Tide Boys, boom, congratulations. Yep. Those are the three ways that we know of now that you can automatically
win. We're just
win.
Making this up as we go along. I would say like 3B would be 3A, as you mentioned in the title. But if you just put a photo of like a tile or something or a meme in your thing, I think I would also accept that.
Would be good too. So
I would also accept that.
If you want to join Catherine in the Low Tide Boys Strava Club, where all the other fellow swim runners are around the world, head on over to Strava, search Low Tide Boys, join the fun, 300-ish members now.
Amazing.
Craziness.
Amazing.
Craziness. Now, onto this week's updates.
Yeah, so as everyone knows, the Swim Run World Championship is happening in a few days. Make sure you go to atalaswimrun.com and essentially figure out all the different ways you can follow along. Speaking of the World Championship, we released a special bonus, super secret, not secret anymore, episode with special guests Henrik Wahlberg and Jonas Ekman, who are super experienced swim runners, and also will be doing the color commentary on the broadcast of the Attila World Championship this year to do essentially a race prediction show, which was really fun. Their insights were really interesting. I'm really looking forward to tuning in, and I feel like I'm going to get more out of it because
Definitely.
Because I listen to our own show, which, I guess it makes sense I'd listen to it. So check that out wherever you consume your podcasts or on YouTube. And finally, we've got some new shirts and hoodies that we'll be dropping in the Low Tide Boys store next week, towards the end of the week, probably. Stay tuned. You'll see some posts about that for the latest ways to show off your Low Tide pride.
Absolutely. Now for this week's episode with Tristan Amy, Team Adorkable, as they recap the events of Odyssey Swim Run Mackinac Island 2021. So it was really great to have Tristan Amy back, a.k.a. Team Adorkable. So you may have remembered we had them back all the way back on in February. I think we were doing Partners Month, episode 58. So if you want to hear their origin story,
a super long time ago.
It does seem like a long time ago, but it's really only 30 episodes ago.
Wow.
So half a year, 6 months, I guess, is a while. So they talked about their entire weekend. So we chatted with them how their weekend was up to Northern Michigan. They both traveled to Detroit, took a four-hour car ride up there. You hear not all the play-by-play details about the car ride, but about the weekend and how much fun it was.
So there's a lot of talk about fudge.
There was a lot of fudge talk. The conversation was really fun, and their enthusiasm was 100% infectious in a good way. And we don't think that anyone had more fun at Mackinac Island than they did. Their finish line antics are becoming legendary, so be sure to check out the video in the show notes, and we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, it's like an Easter egg for our kids that are just like right out there in the open, just for the taking.
So go check that video out in the show notes.
Yeah.
But without further ado, Tristan and Amy breaking down the greatness. That was Odyssey Swim Run Mackinac Island 2021.
Which I want to do Mackinac Island 2022, just putting that out there.
Okay. I'll find a horse to rent.
All right, back on the show, we have Tristan Amy of Team Adorkable, who were our inaugural Low Tide Boys field correspondents at this last weekend's Odyssey Mackinac Island in northern, basically Canada, super northern Michigan, Lake Huron. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you for having us back.
Yeah, we're super stoked. You guys were awesome when this plan came together real quickly. We're like, hey, we know you guys are going. You're prolific on social media. You are friends of the pod, so to speak.
True.
And we're like, hey,
do you want to
take over the feed for us for the weekend? And I really enjoyed it. It did nothing to help my FOMO, for sure.
It was great. It seemed like such a great time. So if you're just tuning in, Team Adorkable took over the Low Tide Boys Instagram feed for their trip out to Michigan for this race. And here we're coming full circle, and we have the race recap.
Yeah.
And
right. We just got off
Mackinac
the plane.
Recap.
It feels like 6 hours ago.
It was literally 6 hours ago.
Well, there you go.
Have you unpacked all your fudge and other accoutrement that you've taken from Mackinac Island?
Well, it was hard to pack the fudge. It's going to be a lot easier to unpack the fudge.
Yeah, I mean, fudge packing is the thing.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
Amy packed her fudge so hard she got stopped at security.
Yeah, you should know that apparently coming through security, if you try to bring fudge through security, it will often get flagged for a security check.
Wow. That's because it has a consistency of C4 or something.
Yeah, it's like, is this dynamite? No, this is walnut fudge, sir. I'll have you.
Yeah, this isn't plastique.
Yes.
This is Rocky Road. So tell us. So you guys flew into Detroit, and that was a tactical decision, so you can both kind of drive four-ish hours together.
I don't know if it was the best decision, but it made the most sense as far as like where to meet up and like the best place to fly in for where we were coming from. I know that there were other options, and all of those options were closer. But we decided to meet in Detroit. We both got direct flights out there to meet up around the same time. And we rented a car. So we had about 4 hours on the road to like catch up.
All day roll.
Oh, that actually was sung all,
who,
all four
who was
hours.
In charge of the playlist for 4 hours?
Amy until Trista took over.
Okay, how long did that last? Was that like 30 minutes or was that a couple hours into?
I'm like all 80s music and she's all recent music that I've never heard of in my entire life. So
wow.
Yeah.
Unless it's Lil Nas X.
Except Lil Nas X.
Come to find out.
So you had your 4-hour bonding experience on your way up. Yep. And then you had
It was mostly social media planning, to be honest. We had to like get our whole plan of attack.
So we were under so much pressure to like not let our boys down, you know?
Yeah. I mean we definitely felt it. We definitely felt the work. I mean, it was like you even took it on the race and stuff, and we're taking video on the race.
Yeah, that was awesome.
So great.
It was a lot of fun. It was.
So what did you do, and kind of did you train up for this thing? Was this race even on your calendar?
Amy, are you already laughing about my training?
I was just laughing. It was something here that I saw.
Okay. Sure.
Something unrelated, but also funny.
My training went fabulously. Thank you for asking. I was very consistent.
Let's talk about her training some more. listen, life got kind of messy for a while, and like everything was happening all at once. And I feel like after like the wind was taken out of our sails when Rockman was canceled, I was like, all right, we're going to switch gears. You know, we have a great coach, Nicholas Ramirez, and he like redid a plan for us when we decided last minute we wanted to, you know, do Mackinac instead. And I was like, all right, new plan, let's go. And then kind of the wheels fell off. Like, I think it was early August. I took an entire week off. Like, it wasn't planned. It was just like shit kept happening and coming up. And like, I try to get to the gym or I try to get to the run in, and it just wasn't happening. And I was falling apart, completely falling apart, apologizing to Amy like every day. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. And then I tried to like last minute panic train to make up for all of that.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's the fear-based training. Yeah.
The good news is most effective.
Yeah. Spoiler alert, it went fine. It was not a problem.
Yeah.
We crossed the finish line and it was fine.
And by not a problem, it means that Amy didn't have to lead any of the swims.
You know, my only goal in these races is to not be the one that falls apart. Ideally, neither one of us would fall apart, but if it's going to be anyone, I would like prefer it be Trista.
I mean, I think that's kind of an unspoken thing. It's like, you don't want to be the weakest link. If anyone's going to be the weakest link, it might as well be the other person.
You don't want to be the busted
seat. Racing is tough.
I mean, I'm totally fine being the weakest link when it's just me, but I don't want to let my partner down.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Even though I know she doesn't care, like she's like, it's fine, we're having fun, but yeah, it's hard.
Yeah, but you care, you know?
Deep down. I do.
So training was what it was.
All over the place a little bit.
Okay. A little bit.
Just fine.
Could have been better.
Yeah, which is
it's
fine.
Behind us now, though.
So you guys got on the island, went to Packet Pickup, and then you were just like cruising around. So why don't you tell us a little bit about just like the whole vibe of Mackinac?
You know, the other decision we had to make when we started looking at travel was where to stay. Because, you know, you can either stay on the island or off the island. And we originally planned to stay on the island, but then when we started looking at times and flights and all that, we were worried that we wouldn't make the last ferry over to the island on Friday night.
Oh.
So that kind of dictated that we stayed off the island, which was fine.
Also the island is very proud of itself and you pay accordingly.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
I mean, rightly so, it should be proud. It is kind of glorious, but.
So yeah, we stayed on the mainland, and then we got there Friday night, and on Saturday we did our shakeout workouts, which, you know, you asked how our training went. We actually did our shakeout workouts, which is not a foregone conclusion for us.
Get that travel out of the body.
Including, after we were done with our swim and our run, we went over to the island, took the ferry over, and we rented bikes so we could tool around and kind of check out the course. So we get up to the bike rental and they're like, what kind of bike do you want? We have a mountain bike, you know, we have a single speed. And Trista's like, I want that tandem bike. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Absolutely. What other bike would you choose?
Yeah, if that's
one
available.
That we've ever ridden before, I don't know.
That is because there's no, if you're not super well versed in Mackinac Island rules and regulations, there's no cars,
no
horses, bicycles,
horses,
and are there any golf carts on there?
No, I didn't know.
Bicycles and horses.
I think that the like medical and police people are the only ones that have like that kind of cart out there.
Gotcha.
Oh yeah. Gotcha.
It's like a horse and buggy fire department.
Exactly.
Like New York City in like 1820.
So we didn't rent horses, but we rented bikes.
And it was fine. We never fell over. We didn't die.
That's good.
terrified some tourists.
That's good.
Ride towards them and be like, we have no idea what we're doing. You should probably get out of the way. Help.
Amy's like, turn, turn. I'm like, I'm turning. You're not turning.
It's my job to turn.
It was a good practice in our
building.
Yeah, for sure. It's like trust falls. You know,
yeah.
Now we heard or we learned from your Instagram, basically,
our
is how
Instagram.
We got our Instagram,
oh,
how we got all of our information, because you guys were
doing such a great job as our correspondents,
that there was a ton of first-time swim runners at this event.
Can you believe that?
Awesome.
I know. Yeah, I think Mark and Honor said 131 out of 188 that had registered. That is significant, yeah.
And I'm gonna skip ahead here and say that the vibe through the entire day, everyone was just so nice. Like everyone was having fun and everyone was just so happy to be there. And I don't know if that's related to having so many first timers, but it was just kind of a joy out there.
So you'd say it was kind of like just like the collective attitude was one of like, hey, this is a blast. Let's just have some fun, support each other and have some laughs.
Yeah, I think so.
Except for the first swim, but we'll get there.
I think so many people were just like, hey, we've never done this before. It's a fun adventure. We love this island. Everyone loves this island, especially people that have grown up in Michigan. Like a lot of people like summer vacation there. It holds like a lot of sentimental value to them. So when there's a race there, it seemed like a lot of people were just like, we're going to do this. I don't care what it is. And so they were just like happy to be there and like super interested in how it was going to work and didn't really care. You know, they weren't taking it too seriously. It was just like, yeah, everyone was like really, really like fun. Yeah.
I kind of got the same sense. It gave me similar vibes to how Maine is that people out there they're outdoorsy, they're active, they're not afraid of an adventure. And this is a great adventure. And let me just try my hand at it and I'll see how it goes. And that's sort of what we got from it. Another really great stat that we saw is that over half the participants were female.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Isn't that awesome? I love that.
That's super cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's especially in contrast to Casco, which is usually more female, but wasn't this year. So we were happy to see that it was so female heavy at Mackinac.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, so packet pickup and all that stuff went great. You guys had your autograph station probably set up accordingly.
It went so well. It was so well organized that there was like nobody in there because it was so efficient. They were like pumping people in and out. And yeah, no one asked for our autograph. No one recognized us. Yeah, there was none of that. I know. Damn it.
We hung around for a little while just trying to give Aaron a hard time. I mean, just obligated.
Yeah, just start making a mess. Just like mess up the sizing on the shirts or something.
I did, in fact, do that. Yes.
I love it. Yeah, I know. Aaron definitely.
Dialed in already, I think.
He had a lot of pride for this race. I know he was super stoked to bring a race to Mackinac. I mean, Instagram photos on all the channels we saw, the race.
His whole family was there.
Yeah, the whole vibe looked really amazing. The water looked awesome. So can we get into this race report?
I can't wait.
First, you know, settled down for the night. I usually go to sleep early. I was probably in bed by 8:45, asleep by 8:47.
Wow.
Blissful. Set my alarm for 4:30, I think. And then I wake up to the sound of, I don't know, someone jumping up and down on the ceiling. I had no idea. And I just sat there for a while hoping it would stop and thinking someone will stop that person from jumping up and down.
Yeah.
And they didn't.
And it wasn't Trista.
It
right?
wasn't your roommate.
And so Trista, you were awake. What was happening?
There was a massive firework display happening right outside our professional, beautiful fireworks over the lake with the Michigan like bridge, the Mackinac Bridge in the background. It was amazing. But
it lasted like 5 hours.
Oh my God.
It's like they just went all out.
We're like, the finale. Oh, it's the fourth finale.
So apparently we learned it usually happens every Friday night, but because of weather, they are. Is it the opposite? Yeah, it happens Friday night normally. But yeah, they moved it to Saturday. So I guess normally it wouldn't be the night before the race, but yay.
That was very pretty.
We got a special welcome. Yeah.
Yeah, that's every week that's a lot of explosions
and stuff.
Basically, if you have a nervous dog, don't live on near the water in Mackinac.
Yeah.
Or kids
or a nervous swimming partner.
Like, go to bed. Yes. Yeah.
So when you woke up at 4:30, was there any emails about sharks? or anything like that? Or
no, they decided to try something a little different. No sharks this time.
Cool. Nice.
But we did wake up to lightning.
Yes, we got lightning instead.
Yeah. And things were looking pretty ominous. And we were like checking radar. And it looked like it was going to be moving pretty quickly. But, you know, it was like fingers crossed. You don't ever know. But it was early. But yeah, we were getting ready, looking out on the balcony, seeing lightning in the distance, thinking, oh man, here we go.
Since we had decided to stay on the mainland, we got to, one of the things that we were kind of happy about with that was that we got to take the ferry over with everyone.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Which is always a good time, you know?
Yeah.
That was fun.
Now the weather up there led me to be racking my brain a little bit about where I would go for equipment choice for this.
Because
it is a little bit humid.
Endless debate about what wetsuit to wear.
That's my favorite thing to do is...
Yeah, perseverate about wetsuit. Like,
change my mind back and forth.
Is this where I open my drink so we can start the drinking game every time we say the V word?
Guess what we wore, Chris? You guys wore
the big.
We both wore
the big.
Wow. And was that a good choice?
It was absolutely the right choice.
The best
choice. Only choice.
Well, that makes me happy.
Nice.
Yeah, because the water temp was...
around 70, I saw.
Yeah, it was high 60s, 70s.
Yeah.
Probably mid-high 60s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. No, it was perfect. And the couple days leading up to the race, it was a little bit cooler, like air temps. But race day, it was, I think what was the highest in the 80s, I think, right?
And it was like a low of 71. It never got cold that day. Yeah. So.
Like, I remember waking up Saturday morning feeling a little chilled. We got our hoodies on as we're walking around and stuff. But Sunday morning, it was hot. Yeah, I didn't need a hoodie on race morning. Damn. The VIG was absolutely the right choice. Awesome. I made Amy bring some options just in case, even though she was like set before she ever packed her bag.
I was from minute one, I said VIG, and I was right.
Well, you know what's the great thing about the VIG, if I can just, you know, like share the love for it, is that it weighs like 40 grams and it takes no space. So
I could have brought 40 VIGs with me.
Leave home one of the pairs of underwear of the 20 pairs you're going to bring for a 4-day trip, because for some reason when you travel, you think you're going to shit your pants five times a day.
You have to bring all your favorite lucky underwear. It's a thing.
And pack a VIG. Basically, it's a moral
story. I bet the VIG probably weighs 1 to 2 slices of fudge. If you had to do, scale it out. Yeah.
That's
like, especially a fudge with the nuts in it. A heavy, like a walnut or a
nutty fudge.
Yeah.
Nutty
fudge.
The fudge is way heavier than the VIG.
So you went with the VIGs, you got the Kiehl's going. You guys are arced out, being ARC ambassadors and everything.
People are do you like that, you know, buoy? And we're like, we love it. Full disclosure, we're ARC ambassadors, but we had it all before we became ARC ambassadors.
And you can just send them to us because we're not ARC ambassadors and we'll say the same thing. So, you know.
Yeah, we got lots of questions about gear and stuff, like the kangaroo top, especially. I'm like, yeah, this looks amazing. Yeah. Everything.
Nice.
We were ARC. Yep.
That's great.
So we went over and it basically dumps you out on the ferry dock, and that's where we started.
That's the start line right there.
There you go.
And
go ahead.
Can I talk about our friends that we met before the race even started?
No,
we're,
you can't.
You know, chat.
Damn it.
Oh, fine. Is this my race report? Or
I was going to say, go for it. It's your race report.
So we were, you know, chatting with people like we do. And of course, like socks and shoes are the thing. And everyone's looking at each other's gear and like checking each other out. And there's this team next to us, Short Course Bibs, female team. We get to talk in because they have matching shoes and socks and everything, head to toe. They have their watch bands were different colors, and we told them they needed.
Yes, we've got down to watch bands in our analysis.
And as it turns out, it was a shout out to Leah and Carolyn. They were the team that saved us at Lake James, NC, right?
Yep,
NC 2 years ago when Amy dropped her cap and couldn't find it. They were the ones that replaced it for us.
I was like, I lost my cap, and I went up to a table and said, volunteers, and said, do you guys have an extra cap? And they're like, no, we don't, but our wives might. And here they come running up right now, and they're like, oh yeah, here, have an extra cap.
Oh my God. It was like, it was a little family reunion. It was really cool.
That's hilarious.
That was fun. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So yeah, they, they're, you know, doing all the race, like, you know, announcements and stuff, and everyone's standing on the ferry. The weather has, or sorry, the dock, not the ferry. The weather has completely cleared up by this point. There's no lightning. It's, you can start to see like the sun starting, trying to come up, and things are looking good. It's still a little warm, but things are looking good. And yeah, they start the race and we get going. It is, damn it, Aaron, all uphill. Like,
there might have been some Aaron effing Pallian comments. Yeah.
I don't like climbing. I'm not good at it. And if I'm going to climb, I prefer it to be on the trail. Road is just awful for me. But of the highlights.
Like, if we'd taken a right from the ferry, we would have gone on the ring road. Instead, we went straight up and up and up and up and came back down to the ring road. Like, it was unnecessary.
I'm just going to sneak in some elevation here. But it was during that run, Amy, right?
My favorite part.
Oh my gosh. This is why this is going to be Amy's favorite race for like the rest of forever.
You have to do it though, because I'll just give her the wrong name like I did at the time.
So we're, you know, trying to focus on anything other than running up this hill because it's awful and it sucks. And, you know, we're checking out everyone's like gait and their gear and whatever, just chatting. And this cute little voice behind us says, "Oh my God, you guys are famous."
We're like, "What? You guys are famous on, so I know you from social media."
Yeah. And Amy turns around and she's like, "You're famous, right? You're Amy." And Amy's like, "Oh my God, we're famous. We're recognized." And then she says, "You're a lot taller in person."
My favorite person. Because I'm not, you guys. I'm really not.
Yeah, she must have thought, like, maybe on Instagram just takes away like 10 inches or something.
To be
in
fair,
height.
we were on a hill and she was behind me, so I looked a lot taller.
Horse perspective. Nice. Yeah. Nice.
But that was Anna, and she became one of our best friends on the race course just because of
her. Shout out to Ben and Anna.
Yeah, Ben and Anna.
Very cool.
Yeah, I think they ended up second place mixed team. Ben and Anna.
Nice.
Both
you're
first timers.
Ahead of yourself.
I know. Awesome. Sorry. Both first timers. So.
Now, were there any changes to the race course from the map that was on the website? Did they make any announcements?
Oh, you
that?
Guys are adorable. You think we know that?
Always changes to the course.
We also always look at the map and we're like, that looks like a map. If we ever do a race, like where we have to do orienteering, like, we're screwed. Neither one of us can do directions or maps. Or
Yeah,
I guess just make sure it's a three-person team for one of those.
Yes,
events.
And Marcus Barton will be coming with us because he tries to make us look at the maps. He's like, "See," and then you go here and here, and we're like, what?
Sure. Gravel road, got it.
It's too funny. Yeah.
Gonna follow the well-marked trails.
So
I think there were some last-minute changes, but I think Aaron was really quick about updating the map about it. I don't remember like any race morning changes, maybe except that second swim. But I think
let's start talking about the swims.
Yeah, let's get to swim number one, which was Mission Point on East Bluff.
So as an overall, like, how the race went, it was like Austin, where it was one island and you would run around and then go out to the water and get in the water. You'd hook a left and you just swim along the shoreline until it was time to come out. So there was no, you have to look for the place you're swimming. You just always follow the shoreline.
And it was really interesting. They couldn't put up like any big flags for the swim exits or the entrances or anything because they didn't want to startle the horses. They wanted to be real respectful of that. So, Aaron's like, "I promise there's a cone there. Just keep swimming until you see it. Like, you don't have to see the exit. You probably won't until you're a lot closer. Just, it's there. Keep it on your left."
Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming.
So there were two kinds of swim entrances. There was either, the first one was a beach. They don't have sand, but they have basically like little gravel beaches.
Yeah, little baby rocks.
And some of them were just run straight in. And then the other kind were kind of like, there was a seawall sort of. And you'd have to scale over like big rocks to get in. And those were kind of treacherous, but
especially fun. Because those were fun.
Because we
Are we gonna give it away? Are we gonna give it away right now?
No, I don't know what you're talking about, even.
Oh, I mean, because we were tethered?
Yes.
Yes. Taking a note tethered. Out of the
So we heard this podcast that recommended that you could stay tethered the whole time, and it was amazing. Mm-hmm. And we did it, and it was amazing.
It was amazing.
It was
one for one.
Well, two for two.
Two
we
for
clear
two.
Ourselves.
You care for us. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, it was great.
It was great for Trista because she didn't have to carry the tether.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Trista, I know. We can relate in this one point.
And it was great for Amy because she didn't have to listen to me bitch about carrying the tether.
Yeah.
I mean, it freed her up to bitch about other things, which was nice. You know, a little variety.
At least it's new material. New material.
I will say that it could be annoying to have to hold it. I know that, I think, Chipper, you were saying last time that you basically just kind of held it in your hand so that it wouldn't, like, get in the way.
Yeah, if you're running super close to each other or something.
Right. But that wasn't a problem for me. Like, it just, basically, it was like when I'm walking my dogs and I'm holding the leash so that they don't trip over it. I was doing that for Trista.
Ruff, ruff.
So you're all tethered up, going over. How was Lake Huron?
So swim one. Okay. We are super excited about getting in Lake Huron because it is gorgeous. Like, it is really, we had to keep reminding ourselves that it's not salt water because, you know, it is a very big lake and there's waves and it is so crystal, so crystal clear, like beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So we were really excited about these swims. And so, and of course, you know, I prefer the swim over the run. So I'm always looking forward to the swims. We get in and it was like, get us the fuck out of here.
It was an Ironman swim. It's the first time this has ever happened to us in swim run.
It was hectic.
Like, a lot of traffic.
Traffic.
Yes.
Yeah. Traffic.
Yeah. And people,
we had one guy try to swim across our tether.
Oh yeah. Oh, no. That's no bueno. Now I'm just going to pause right here. So if you don't know what we're talking about, you should go to the odysseyswimrun.com page and look at the map so you can kind of be oriented as we're going through this. The long course was a total of like 19-ish miles, 18.75 on the map, 16 miles of running, and then 3-ish miles of swimming for the whole thing. So this first swim was just under 700 meters, and it was basically like an Ironman or triathlon swim, you're saying.
It was. It felt so long, too. It felt way longer than that because I was thinking about it. I think maybe part of this was because the swims are shallow. Like, you know, they talked about, they put a buoy out there because we don't typically have buoys that we have to go around, but they just wanted us they wanted to give us like a place to
something to shoot for.
Yeah.
This is how far out you should go before you turn.
Otherwise you're going to be dragging your knuckles on the rocks on the bottom of the lake. And I don't know if that was like contributing to the Ironman-ish feel and like the washing machine, because you know, people, I don't know, like when I wanted to go around someone, I couldn't go left because left meant more shallow. So I always had to go right. And then I felt like I was always, running into someone else, but it was a cluster and it felt way longer than, what was it? 700 meters? You said?
Yeah. 675.
Yeah. So that was kind of shocking because we were expecting like some nice tranquil swims. Like, I don't know. Yeah,
to be fair. It did eventually spread out a little, and then Trista just stands up and I'm like, what? And she's like, I wanted to take a video. This is how serious of racers we are.
Well, we love that. I mean, you know, from you definitely fulfilled your Low Tide Boys field correspondence duties. During the race, you're taking footage, you know, so, you win the Low Tide Boys Emmy.
Thanks. You're giving out Emmys now. Wow. Yeah, so did you see the sunrise, though? So I think, what race was that, Amy, where I was
doing
Austin? At Austin, I kept stopping Amy. I'm like, oh, my God, the sunrise was so amazing. And it turns out there was no sunrise that was amazing. I was just wearing certain tinted goggles that made everything pink and purple and beautiful. And so, yeah. So, but
can
this
I borrow
swim,
those sometime?
I'll send you the link. For this time, I'd switched goggles. I'm wearing the goggles that Amy recommended now. And so I knew that that was like a real sunrise.
I know it's either amazing or Amy thinks it's amazing too.
She's seeing the same thing I am.
Yeah, yeah.
She's on the same hallucinogenic drugs I am.
So yeah, the swim did get better. And so eventually we found the exit. And that started run two.
Yeah, which was all the runs were pretty long, right? I mean,
for a swim run.
That's an interesting thing about this race. And one of the things that we think we liked about it is that everything was kind of even. There was no long run. There was no, you know, there's two longer swims, but there's no like 7 mile run or even a 4 mile.
You know, there's always that like long run in the middle of the race that like I'm dreading, you know, that I can't get out of my head. I'm like, here we go. Here's the long run. There was never any of that. It was all really even legs, which was kind of nice.
And what percentage was it road to gravel to trail?
Stairs.
stairs.
The first, going in that first swim, I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be 100% pavement. This is horrible.
Yeah, the first run was entirely road.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The first run. But it was nice because the second run was also a lot of road, if I remember correctly. But it's also
full disclosure, we don't remember a lot of this race.
It's okay.
The fudge was that good.
But it was also going up. So, you know, there were some really good views on the pavement. So, you want to see as much of the island as you can. And some of that means you're going to be out there on the road. And it was a beautiful part of the island. So I have no complaints.
Marcus is like, what did you guys think about the fort? And we're like,
yeah, Fort Holmes.
We ran by a fort. We had no idea.
I'm like, oh, no, I remember that. That's the thing that said no climbing, because I thought it was really ironic that we just climbed all those steps.
So this run was our first run with the stairs, the dreaded stairs. Yeah. The stairs were extra interesting because of the rain. They were really, really slick.
Mm-hmm. And because of the rain, there was a lot of mud on the course, which mud on slick stairs, yeah, it's a recipe for disaster. And we were tethered.
We're like, well, if one of us is going down, we're both going down.
Yeah.
As a team.
We're taking all the teams behind us with us.
In front of us. Well, depending on which direction we're going. It was sketchier going down than it was going up.
Yeah,
I could see that for sure.
So by the time you got to swim two, would you say that the field had, split up enough so you could swim without any anxiety?
Yeah. You go down the stairs that you started leading into to swim two. And I remember heading down those stairs and the Eye of the Tiger was playing. And we...
Like in your head, or
someone had a boombox.
I hope. Well, okay. Now that you say that,
I heard it too.
Okay. Because when we exited the swim, it was a quick swim. So, like, you would see people as you're descending the stairs, people are coming up, and vice versa. And it was like such a quick swim. Everyone's like, "Oh, it's a quick swim," and then you're back on the stairs. And so it was kind of neat. It was a little out and back on the stairs. But you might be
looking at the turn by turns and thinking it's the same length as the first swim, but it was not. It was about 250 yards. And I think that's where something changed on the course. I think they might have made the first swim a little longer and the second swim a little shorter.
And then when we exited that swim, Eye of the Tiger was playing again as we went back up the stairs.
Which is kind of awesome because, if you play a bunch of songs and only one of them is Eye of the Tiger, like only a couple people get to enjoy it. But if you just loop it all day, you go crazy, but everyone else gets to enjoy it.
now, did it pick up like right where it left off? Or...
That would have been weird.
Wow, that would have been something.
I don't know. It was just the chorus, like, Eye of the Tiger, Eye of the Tiger, Eye of the Tiger, over
so
and
maybe.
Over.
So then run three, also a very long run. Basically, you're going north along the, what do we call that, a bluff? Was it a hill?
It starts out by going back to the stairs that you came down on. It rather goes right back to the stairs and goes back up, which is, really what you want to do after a swim. Go straight up some slippery stairs.
Takes you to Arch Rock.
And then there's the Bluff Trail, which was amazing.
Oh, man. This thing. Yeah. We are so super stoked for orcas because of this trail. We felt like we've never done orcas and we've never been out to like the trails in the PNW, but like we were like, this has got to be what orcas is like.
I know orcas is going to be disappointing if it's not what the Bluff Trail was on Mackinac.
It's really loamy and squishy and like, yeah, it was like rainforesty and
so loamy.
It was, and it wasn't super technical, but it did have some fun features. Like it had some rocks and some roots and some twists and turns and ups and downs and up. Of course it was, anything that's going to have nice views is also going to have a lot of elevation. And I think this was the point of the race where I could not get my breathing under control. I was just like, Amy, I don't know what's happening, but like, I am breathing way too hard. Like I just couldn't calm down. Yeah.
So she lived, no heart attack or anything.
That's good. Yeah.
But it was probably, I don't know. I mean, I think I've been known to say this for every part of the race, but that I think was definitely my favorite part of the race.
I mean, you didn't say it for a lot of these, so I think that was your, I think you were right. That was your favorite part of the race.
Well, after your favorite part of the race, it takes you right into the longest swim of the race.
Yeah, so right at the end of that run, it splits like short course and long course, I think. And the long course, we went down to the swim, and we had anticipated swim three, one of the longer ones. And Aaron had warned us that this one might be a little more choppy because it's a little more exposed. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we had a little asterisk by that on our paddle, like, ooh, here comes the hard swim. But surprisingly, that was like super calm, really just chill. Right, Amy?
Yeah. And it helped that things had spread out by that point. Yes. But this is also the swim where we started to like notice that it was so shallow that, and so many people are, you know, runners and not swimmers, that they took advantage of that. So you'd go to site and you'd look up and there'd be like 12 people just standing around or walking through the water. And you're like, what is going on?
It's like us, like Vine
Why
Man.
Are you people yeah. upright? Yeah, pretty much.
maybe they were taking videos of the sunrise, Amy.
I believe this was also the swim where the only time I stopped you, I hit your foot vigorously and said, Trista. And you're like, what? And I'm like, I saw a fish. And that was notable because there weren't a lot of fish.
I was like, yeah.
There were a non-zero number. It's just Trista was scaring them all away before I got there.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, I've been seeing a lot of them. She's like what? Yeah, and I'm like, oh, I mean, yay, you saw fish.
Thank you.
Yeah,
and thank you for being excited about my fish.
If you want to see more fish, you want to lead a swim? You know,
take a pull.
Go for it.
She knows. I will lead whenever, but it means that she has to go behind me, and I'm way slower than her, so it don't work.
We talked about it though, and I almost considered it just to change things up. And because again, I wasn't feeling that great in the swim, like everything, you know, my training was, well, we already talked about that. I was like, maybe I should let Amy lead. See some
but time. Was this the swim that we got out and we found Ben and Anna again?
Sure.
Let's just decide it was. You guys don't know any better.
No, we don't.
No, neither do our listeners. So, you know,
we got
the magic
out
of show business.
We got out and we're getting water. Oh, there were aid stations at the end of every swim. So it was very predictable.
Nice.
We knew exactly where they were going to be.
We took a gel. I think we took the fucking gel. Thank you, Oscar Olsen. And I think we took a gel at every aid station.
Except the first one because it was too soon.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was nice to have some water. So
we're getting our water and Anna comes out and she says, why do you guys swim so fast? And we're like, oh, you are again, our favorite person.
She really knows how to lay it on with us. Yeah.
That's also, I believe, where we might have acquired. No, I guess those are different. But at some point, there's a person that had been taking pictures constantly. She had a great camera, and she was in the water, and she was all active. And, and Trista was like,
and it wasn't a race photog. It was someone else, and it just happened like taking pictures of their spouse who was in the vicinity of us. So we always saw her, and so we were trying to act, you know, like really cool, trying to get some good.
Yeah, that's where I would go. Chipper, smile.
Yeah, I'm not good at that stuff.
Oh no, I've tried to groom Amy for this because we used to, every time we would see a photographer, we used to like jazz hands and like stupid, like put your tongue out and like make a crazy face. Well, we learned like that never makes like the highlight.
It doesn't get you in the hype photos.
No, they want you like making the worst face ever and like act, you know, looking like you're hating life and it's the hardest thing you've ever done because that makes a good photo. So now every time I see a photographer, I'm like, Amy, be cool.
It's like, yeah, look like it's really hard out there.
For the record, 0% of the time do I look cool.
Well, despite the level of coolness, you get to, you do the longest swim, then you cross over to the west side of the island, and you're basically, at that point, kind of heading back home, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think is this where we had the horse jumps? And, you know, I'm curious if anyone else notices this, because we talked to a couple racers that they didn't remember any horse jumps, but Amy and I clearly were not hallucinating, and we remember jumping over, because we have an over under game, the horse jumps. There's like, you know, there's horse trails out there, even on the single track, that you can take like a saddled horse on, and they gave them like fun obstacles to jump over, and we got to experience that. So
apparently they might have been like water blocks to keep water.
No, they were horse jumps,
but they were totally horse jumps for sure. Yes.
I mean, did it look like the ones in the Olympics?
They just had them.
Yeah, like just made of wood, though, like a tree.
Basically, like hurdle, like waist high hurdles,
or like maybe a tree just fell over.
Yeah, very small tree fell over.
Well, the jury's out on if they were horse jumps or not, but maybe we'll have Eric confirm.
Yeah, we'll
reach out for
we'll
an official
call
comment.
The Mackinac Chamber of Commerce,
or Tourist Bureau, straighten that out for us.
So this was another like pretty traily run, I believe.
That was great. The trails are really awesome out there. I liked it because they were really muddy. We had all that rain come through, you know. Mm-hmm. So Amy didn't like the slippery mud. She fell gracefully.
Yeah,
it wasn't that. There yet. That was the last run. We're not there yet.
I'm sorry. I'm just so excited to talk about your fall.
We just want everyone to know that Amy fell during the race. Yeah, so yeah, we got that out now.
Stay tuned for this full story coming up.
So, I mean, it seems to me if you're feeling good on the run and the swims are so evenly spaced out that, you know, this would be a good course that you could just really, move on if you're, and have some fun if you're feeling good, eh?
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, I think because we use the tether, I think this course really lends itself to that too. There wasn't like really technical, like the trail, like it didn't, the tether didn't bother us on the trail and like the ins and outs were pretty quick. Yeah, it was great. And the other interesting thing about this course is that with the legs being how they were spaced out, like we kept leapfrogging. So, you know, mm-hmm. when you've got like a stronger runner team or a stronger mm-hmm. swimming team, like yep. you just, well, there was never like that long swim or that long run to really spread you out. So that was kind of fun. We kept like passing. I felt like the same, like Ben and Anna, you know, we kept passing them back and forth. And that was neat. You get to see all your friends out on the course a lot.
Yeah, that was kind of like our experience at Casco. Like we would, our run was pretty strong, and then all the good teams would pass us on the swim, and then we'd say hi to them on the run, and then they would leave us in the dust again.
Then there may have some again at some point. But after swim four, you run through, it looks like a golf course.
So the swims were starting to get pretty choppy at this point.
Okay.
Like they've been really smooth on the other side of the island, but on this side of the island, it started to get a little bumpy out there.
That was fun.
That was probably our favorite. Well, it was my favorite swim. I don't know if I should speak.
We're not there yet. We still have the airport.
Oh right. Yeah. You run by the airport.
Golfport.
So the airport run was you run along a fence line. It's next to the airport, and overall we were excited about it, but then a little disappointed because we're like, oh, it's like grass. And so it's a different surface. We haven't run on this yet. And then we get there. And we're like, oh, it's grass, like you know, rutted and hard to run on. And then there were no planes. And Trista was very upset that there were planes out there, but none taking off or landing. Mm, so they need to plan that a little better and just, you know, have some planes take off and land during the race.
I'll be sure to add that to the race feedback.
There you go. Exactly.
Dump sure that in the survey.
Yeah, that's definitely what they want to hear about. So you're saying by the time you got into what's called Radisson Point and Griffiths Point, that's swim five, which is the sort of the second longest and penultimate swim of the day, the water was pretty choppy. How was the depth? Was it just as shallow as on the east side of the island, or was it a little bit more?
Yeah, just as shallow. Everything was like you could really, I mean, even Amy was only like waist deep if she stood up.
I mean, it was, you know, it was like scrape off the front of your VIG shallow if you weren't careful. And especially when it started to get choppy, you kept getting, you know, kind of swept over it.
Back mm-hmm. over, yeah, mm-hmm. interesting.
Oh, and it was so fun. You know, I actually made a comment to Aaron about this. The ferries would go, you know, they were running during the race. And Aaron had mentioned they asked the ferries to stay a little bit further out because when these ferries come by, they make huge wakes.
Yeah.
And that was part of what we got on that swim. And it was so fun.
That was the last swim. The last swim was just intense. Like we were being tossed all over the place. And we afterwards were like, man, that last swim was tossing us all over the place. And people were like, yeah, it was terrible. And Trista's like, I loved it.
Yeah, just adds to the adventure.
Yeah.
Different strokes.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, so run six, uneventful. Looks like you just run along
the
coast.
Yeah, run six is on the road. It's like flat, and I'm going to complain that it's flat now.
They kept talking about how it was going to get, you know, a little sketchy. You need to definitely pay attention as the day goes on because then the bikes start coming out, the horses start coming out.
Oh.
And we really never had a problem with it. Like, it was fun. It was never so crowded. It was crowded on Saturday. If it had been Saturday crowded on Sunday, mm-hmm. then it would have been a problem.
Yeah, you would have had dodging tourists and stuff. But we didn't run into any of that. There were some bikes on that last.
They
Wednesday.
Cheered for us. They were all very, very nice.
Nice.
Yeah. They're like, what are you doing?
I was just gonna say, yeah, that's like, hey, look at these crazy people.
I was like, how many miles are you doing today? I'm like, 20. What? Yeah, it was fun. So that last, yeah, the last run, Amy was like, okay, oh.
Yeah. So we get to the last swim, and a team that we had been leapfrogging with all day. Shout out, please.
Oh, yeah. Shout out team Tardigrades.
Tardigrade.
Because they had amazing socks.
And so we met them on the ferry.
We got
a sock picture, group sock picture with them on the ferry. And then we'd kind of been leapfrogging with them. And as we came up to the last swim, they ran past us and said, you guys are really great swimmers. And we're like, well, you're really great runners. You're obviously passing us over and over on the run. And so we got out of the swim and started running, and it was our last run. And I'm like, okay, Trista, this is 2.3 miles. We probably can't hold off people who are faster than us on the run for 2.3 miles, but let's just see what we can do for as long as we can and hold them off. And nice. So we, for the first time ever in a swim run, Trista and I raced.
Nice.
Nice. How was it?
Much to my displeasure. It was awful. Amy's really? Like, there's if no you need to slow down, just let me know. And I'm like, yeah, I prefer to go slower. Yes.
Well, I said, if you want to slow down, we can, but if you don't have to, then we shouldn't.
Too many decisions. It's too much.
We were tethered though. So she just pulled me along. I did what I was told.
Yeah.
But spoiler alert, we beat them.
Oh. Well, there you go. There you go. You put out a little goal there. You did an audible on race day.
Run seven.
And you left it all out there, you know?
Yeah, we did. That was when you fell, right? Wasn't that
the last? So there were, Trista's like, I loved it. It was all muddy out there. And I'm like, yeah, that was great. Except that the middle of like all the paths on the last run were just lakes. And then the edges were all that kind of mud where you step into it and then your foot just slides to the side.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And with that's one thing I'll say about the tether is that when you're trying to go around mud like that, you always have to go on the same side. You don't get to choose your line if the person on the back.
True.
So I followed Trista and she made it through and I stepped down and my foot sank in and I just kept traveling forward and just pitched forward into the mud. Oh. But unlike our first ever swim run Lake James, where I fell directly in front of a friend's camera and we get to rememorialize it every single year. Thank you, Trista. There were no cameras this time, or at least none that were on.
Terrible partner.
That you know of yet.
Yeah.
But falling in mud is great fun because then you're covered in mud.
And it's also the last run, so it's not like
you
can jump in.
Yeah, you have no chance to clean off.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially when you're planning on putting your face in said partner's muddy spot.
Spoilers, we're not quite there yet.
Sorry.
Well, are we there yet? I think we're there.
We had been warned that it was straight down. Once we got to the cemetery, it would be straight downhill on the road. And we were like, woohoo, that sounds amazing. And so we got to the cemetery and it was straight downhill on the road with the asterisk next to it that at the end of the road, you turn onto a trail, which is straight uphill to the finish line.
I'm like, great. We can hear the finish line. And this is when we're going to lose a podium spot. Right at the very end, because I can't.
So then we get to the end and you guys can watch. We've prepped a video for them to watch so they can see what happened at
the
end.
Put it into
like
the
live
show notes.
Live reaction.
The reaction.
Yes.
Okay, we're opening it now. Internet is good.
We kind of have a reputation for doing something weird at the finish line.
And usually we think of this ourselves, like, you know, days leading up to the race.
But there's a lot of pressure because there's only so many things when you do.
Oh my word, there's some lifting going. And then
what? Did I do a meme about this?
Amy just kept going.
where are you going?
Okay, so
that was something else.
Amy picks up Trista.
It's called, what is it called, Trista?
It's like a
wife carrying competition.
Wife carrying
something is even more niche than swim run. It could be wife carrying competitions.
It sounds like something they do in Kazakhstan and like Borat is
It's like Spartan with a team where you have to throw your wife over you have to carry her. And so this is a very popular carry that they do in that sport.
It just requires you to have your face in someone's butt.
So this is going to go on the Low Tide Boys website. So everyone
practice this in the hotel the day before to make sure that it was going to work. So this shout out, I believe it was
PB and Banana.
PB and Miriam and Sarah.
PB team PB and Bananas.
Yes.
So they mentioned, one of them mentioned, I think it was Miriam mentioned on a Odyssey post a while back, something about the our finish line finishes, and she suggested the wife carry, and I went and Googled it, and I'm like, yep, that's what's going to happen.
That's happening.
Well, that's what happens when you have 4 hours to drive from Detroit.
Yeah, those are decisions the ideas that get that made. Come up.
So it's pretty funny because usually, like the last couple finish lines we've been because of COVID and because things get spread out, you know, usually there's not a ton of people just watching the finish line. But this was a relatively small finish line area. So everyone was kind of concentrated together and they were all watching. And we get to the finish line, they're cheering for us, and we stop and they're like, what are you doing? And then I crouch over, and then Trista climbs over my head, and they're just all like, nobody had any idea what was going on.
They probably thought you were like a transformer or something. You know, become one giant super runner.
So our entire race strategy was made around this. With Amy, like, you got to save your quads. You got to be able to do the deep squat.
Yeah.
I mean, you can see in the video that there's a moment where it's like, is it gonna happen?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's been
again. It's
video.
Like the Olympics. You know, there's that pregnant pause, and you're like,
yeah,
you gonna successfully do the lift? But you did it, and that's
we'll
link that up. That's really something else. So we've had you guys for a long time. Give us your overall impressions of the race. I mean, I think if I can speak for you guys, it was great. But can you give us kind of like what you thought about the race sort of overall? Would you go back and do it again? What advice would you give us who were probably going to go do it next year? you know?
Yeah, I think we definitely would do it again.
Absolutely.
I think that it was so well organized and well executed. I think the volunteers and the race staff and everyone there was just like really into the race, it seemed. I don't know if, I know Aaron had a lot of his family out there helping, so they seemed very invested in it. And I don't know, it was really fun. I would definitely go back and do it. I don't like sand. So I think Amy mentioned that there's like the entrances, like they're not sandy, which I appreciate.
It was on like run five or something. And Trista's like, I think I just now got grit in my shoe.
It took that long. It was such a clean race. And I think it was like on swim four or five. I was thirsty and I just started drinking the water because it's so clear.
Shout out to the zebra mussels.
That are in my fudge-filled belly now.
Yes, absolutely. It was so well put together. It was a beautiful venue. Like Aaron said in the little course preview, like now that they have the mandatory course briefing online. Mm-hmm. He said, you know, there's going to be places where you'll be like on the bluff trail and there'll be a little like kind of thing off to the side.
Vista
if there's a thing
point.
Off to the side, mm-hmm. go look, because it's just, it's there for a reason and it's so stunning.
Yeah. Out here, there's always like a random like public bench, like on a trail somewhere.
And have a placard there. It'll be like,
yeah,
take
and it's
a picture
like facing
here,
somewhere. And typically if you see one of those in the middle of nowhere, you want to sit and kind of look where it tells
it
you to look. Yeah. That's awesome.
There were benches and I did want to sit, but my partner wouldn't let me.
Yeah. Well, no, you're racing.
Your partner's terrible.
You're racing.
Terrible. Terrible.
Well, you know, I don't know how we can thank you for all the effort. I mean, you guys had your own problems. You got your own race to run, and then you're running our Instagram stories so folks can get a good sense of what's going on. Thank you so much for being our correspondents, field correspondents.
No, it was our pleasure. We had a lot of fun doing it. So yeah, thanks for having us. Hopefully we didn't embarrass you guys too bad.
Or we embarrassed you exactly the right amount.
That's probably more accurate. But yeah, thank you both, and we'll see
you. Thank you for giving us this opportunity.
Yeah, really, for sure. Yeah. And we'll see you at Orcas.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Looking forward to that.
Just a warning, there is hills there, Trista. So just be ready.
Yeah, go find
there's
a bridge or something and run up and over.
There's a couple.
I got the tether. I'll drag her up.
Yeah. Find a Stairmaster at the gym or whatever.
Sounds good. Sounds good. So Trista and Amy, thank you guys so much for the race
recap.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Talk soon.
Bye. Thank you for listening to the Low Tide Boys, a swim run podcast. Make sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast and leave a review on iTunes if you're so inclined.
You can also sign up for our newsletter at lowtideboys.com. That's boys with a Z. And check out our meme page at The Low Tide Boys on Instagram. If you have any questions or suggestions for the show, drop us an email at lowtideboys@gmail.com.
We'd like to thank Writing Easy Records for our show music, and of course our wives for their support and tolerance of our swim run activities, hobbies, and other bullshit we do.
Finally, you can support our efforts on Patreon. Until next time, get out there and go for a swim.
And then a run.
And then another swim.
Then another run.
And then another swim.
And then run to the finish line. And just keep going until you're done.
Yes. Or
until you cross the finish line.
Or run to the car.
Or run to your car.
Somewhere. Just keep running. Peace.